Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
He definitely was growing more intense as the night grew.
I've been waiting months, years for it to come.
You started telling me about the pat-down procedure, Miss Gampy.
Totally. The media makes it sound as if everybody should have sex for money.
When you're really ready to play, play Prem Nevada.
Oh, it's big.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And remember that
you're really ready to play. 877-876
Phil. And of course, this is the News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. And this is where, I guess, this is where all the chumps get off, man. Because where we go, most talk shows, all talk shows, frankly, can't go. 877-876 Phil. The TSA pat downs continue to cause controversy. And coming up next hour, we talk about the TSA pat-downs from the TSA perspective. And we have with us Art Griego, retired commercial pilot, who will talk about that with us. Also, middle-aged Americans hate their sex lives. Well, there's a newsflash. Plus, the Ground Zero mosque developers want federal grant money. And this hour, we have Mr. Lloyd Bonafide is going to be joining us, who is a 78-year-old married man from Alhambra, California, whose wife is terminally ill, and who is going to talk to us about this idea of mercy killing. Seal Beach, California, a month before his 70th wedding anniversary, an 88-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder after police found his wife dead of a gunshot wound. Now the couple's daughter telling the Los Angeles Times the shooting was a mercy killing. That's coming up tonight. That's going to be very dramatic. Our number again, 877-876-PHIL. And tonight we spotlight KRPT 92.5 FM in San Antonio, our affiliate spotlight, and WWKB 1520 AM, Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls. Two stations that get it on the Phil Hendry Radio Network. 877-876-PHIL. So this is a story that is, and let me get on the line here, this gentleman in Alhambra, his name is Lloyd Bonafide, joining us. Hi, Mr. Bonafide, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
And how are you tonight, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Did you hear me mention this gentleman in Seal Beach?
Yes, sir, I heard the story earlier, and I must say that, I empathize with the gentleman. I don't know the particulars of his situation, but I'm sure that very similar. It's very, very tragic. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, there must be an organization formed or some group of people formed to, to advocate.
Yes, sir.
On behalf of the elderly who find themselves in this situation.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk to you now about your situation with your wife, who is how old?
She is 77 years of age. She's a year younger than me.
77. Tell me about when you became alarmed concerning her behavior.
We were married in 1956. I had been out of the Navy, and we had started a heating and plumbing business in the Alhambra area here, and she was my partner in the business. Well, we retired the business, and we sold that to my daughter and this gentleman that she married, and retired here to our home. Probably about a year or so ago, she began.
Can I ask you what's your wife's first name?
Marjorie.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, sir. That's all right. About a year ago, she began to develop these symptoms where she wanted to leave the house, and to the best of my ability to understand it, she wanted to wander and engage in different things that I didn't understand. I certainly didn't want her doing.
She was wandering outside of the house.
Yes, sir. And wanting to get on buses and driving into the Los Angeles. You could get the bus up here on Huntington Drive and drive into Los Angeles. And this, of course, is extremely dangerous for an elderly woman.
Going by herself.
Yes, sir. And these were things that I had told her that, as her husband, I didn't want her to do. And nonetheless, I noticed that she was doing this. The most frightening aspect to any of this, Mr. Henry, is that when you have a wife or a loved one doing this, and you try to enlist the aid of family members, and they don't care, or they don't seem to understand.
Did you say you have a daughter?
Yes, sir.
And did you try to get her assistance?
Yes, sir. And my daughter was utterly disinterested.
Is that like your daughter? I mean, do you have a good relationship with her?
We have a wonderful relationship with my daughter. I don't understand why she has suddenly lost interest in the well-being of her own mother. But I can tell you that I'm not I don't like the man she married. I have not liked this gentleman since she married him.
Do you believe that this man is keeping your daughter from being more concerned?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I'm all alone.
Have you tried to enlist the aid of doctors?
Yes, sir, and I cannot get to first base with any of these people. I've called several doctors. She's been to see them. Now, the most recent episode was last week. She's going to go into Los Angeles on a bus. She was going to go into Hollywood on this bus. And I told her that I did not approve and that I didn't want her to go in there. And she nonetheless had the bus schedule. On the 29th, she's going.
She's going on a bus to do what, sir? She's going...
Well, it's not into Los Angeles anymore. Now she's going into Hollywood.
Did she go into... Has she succeeded in getting on this bus? Is she paying her way? You know...
No, I've been able to keep her from doing this, but and I've sat her down and told her that I don't approve of it. And she looks at me almost with a blank... The blank stare. And, of course, my first fear is that there is some Alzheimer's or dementia.
And, of course.
And, you know, that scares me the most.
I understand. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, here with Mr. Lloyd Bonafide of Alhambra, California, whose wife has exhibited behavior that he feels is the early stages of dementia. And we're talking about this because of this mercy, so-called alleged mercy killing of a woman down in Seal Beach, California, on Sunday. And you're not considering anything like this, are you?
No, I love my wife, but I can't have her doing things that are going to be directly opposed to what I have instructed her to do. Now, on the 29th of November, I have this bus schedule that she had circled here, that she wants to go into Hollywood. And she had a fixation for the longest time that I wanted her medicated, and they wouldn't do it, on this television man, this Bob Barker. You know,
Yes, sir.
And this was terribly... It worried me, and I told our daughter, and I told my son-in-law. Now she's going to go into Hollywood, and this program Price is Right. Now, this Barker hasn't been on this show.
No, they've got a new host on the show. Is she going to go see the Price is Right, thinking that Bob Barker's on it?
I don't know, but she's got the 29th and then the 30th to go into the city of Los Angeles on the bus, or into Hollywood, I think. I guess they... And I have told her that I'm opposed to this.
What does she say?
She just looks at me with that blank it's a dementia look from what I've read up on, where they don't understand you.
And is she not talking?
Well, she makes the nonsensical, you know, sounds. I like it. I want to, and as if she's a child, you know.
So she is. So where have her bus trips taken her? Or you say she hasn't taken any?
I've been able to keep her from harming herself. Yes, up to this point.
In what way harming herself? You mean by getting on the bus?
Oh, yes, sir. In other words, this is a dangerous city to live in, Los Angeles, like a lot of cities, but this city in particular, because this is a 77-year-old woman that wants to go into the city of Los Angeles, into Hollywood, which is an area where they attract. There's a lot of these weirdos that are attracted there. And why would you want to wander the streets of Hollywood as an elderly woman? And this is why I'm...
Well, she did say that she... You know that she wants to go to Hollywood to see The Price is Right.
Well, but she likes this Bob Barker, and he is no longer on that show. So why would she want to do that? And then... if you are familiar, and are you familiar at all with Hollywood, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know they had these... every kind of individual, and people are wandering the streets there, and they stop and they go into these bars. I am so worried, and I have told her over and over that I don't approve.
And she is not paying any attention to you?
She's not paying any attention to me, and so I'm going to have to keep her from leaving the house on Monday, but I don't know how I'm going to do that, given the fact that Monday is a warehouse day at the business that I still own, and I have to be there. Do I have it?
All right, take it easy.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right, Lloyd, you want to hang the line here? All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. So this gentleman's wife, he says, is exhibiting some dementia, that she wants to get on the bus and go to Hollywood and go see The Price is Right against his wishes. Lloyd, let me ask you this. Is she, is there any way perhaps you can send somebody with her?
Why would I want her? It would be like sending something with her into the same danger. I don't want her going, and she has steadfastly refused my instructions. And I ask myself, what? She's losing her mind. She has never, ever, as long as we've been married, disobeyed anything that I've told her. And now...
All right, sir. I know how you feel.
I don't want her going to the Price is Right. I didn't approve of it. And why she's...
All right, I understand. You feel there's dementia or there's some kind of Alzheimer's because she's doing this because you don't approve.
Yes, because she has always... No, it's not because I don't approve. It's because it's dangerous. It's because it is Alzheimer's-like behavior.
And what makes it Alzheimer's-like behavior?
To go into Hollywood as a 77-year-old woman in a van with other elderly people that The Price is Right is inviting tragedy.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Mr. Lloyd Bonafide. His wife is Marjorie. She's getting on a bus on the 29th of November. She's going to take it into Los Angeles from the suburbs where they live. She's going to go to The Price is Right. She might walk Hollywood Boulevard with her other elderly people. And her husband is deathly afraid that this activity is indication of Alzheimer's. Or, frankly, Bud, from what I understand, the Alzheimer's is the fact that she is directly disobeying what he told her not to do. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. When your wife or your spouse disobeys you after so many years of doing what you wanted, is it time to have them looked at? Is it possible dementia? Your calls plus next hour, Art Griego with the TSA pat-downs. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
She's gone crazy.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
I understand. I understand. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me. A man from Alhambra, California, whose wife is suffering from, and you say, sir, has a dementia or Alzheimer's, that she is engaging in some kind of dangerous behavior. Now, we're going to get to some phone calls, and certainly we have these tragedies involving a spouse killing another spouse because of Alzheimer's or this kind of dementia. You're afraid of, in your own home, right?
Yes, sir.
You're afraid were you afraid you're going to have to kill your wife?
Oh, no, sir. I'm afraid that my wife is irreparably, has this condition. And I have never had to consider, I guess, something like this. My own mother, my wife wanted to put in the hospital because she felt she had a dementia, is what we used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
When she walked in and saw my mother boiling her underwear in a soup pot, and I said, "My mother, she's kidding." So Marjorie knows.
Your own mother was your mother was kidding?
You've got to be kidding to be doing something like that. And I told my wife that. Now what she wants to do is get into a van with these other seniors and go into Hollywood and go to this television program. In the middle of the day when the traffic is, and I said to her, I forbid it. And she said she's going anyway. I'm sorry, but...
I know you're upset. I know you're upset.
But...
She's going with other seniors. Whose van is it?
It's owned by the senior center... Where they take people, I guess if you want to go in the van, they'll take you to these.
So this is some kind of a field trip, or
a field trip. It's the behavior of an individual who has this kind of developing dementia.
It sounds to me like a senior citizen's trip to see them tape The Price is Right.
No, sir. No, sir, at all. It is not. It is my wife telling me what she's going to do when I told her you will not do it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So we're talking to Mr. Lloyd Bonafide here about his wife's mental condition, the dementia, if you will. Charlie in Redding, California, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
You know, I think this is a perfectly normal thing, and I'm not sure who's developed dementia here. A van load of senior citizen women going to Hollywood is a great idea.
No, it's not. I guess you don't know much about Hollywood.
Well that's all right, exactly well, what they need to do.
So is the idea...
Stimulate their brain.
You don't know anything about Hollywood, and you don't know anything about the elderly.
Well, what you don't want her to go? Well, you don't want her to go? Why?
I don't. I told you it is dangerous. If you know anything, have you ever been to Hollywood, sir?
Yeah, I worked there for 4 years. I think this is more about you wanting control of your wife.
Doing what? You work? Yeah, doing what?
In law enforcement.
You worked in Hollywood for the Hollywood Police Department.
No, in the whole Los Angeles basin, sir. I think this is about you wanting control of your wife. How much more time does she have left? Let her have some fun.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you approve of an old woman wandering down Hollywood Boulevard? Is that what you used to approve of as a police officer?
Well, I don't believe The Price is Right is wandering down Hollywood Boulevard.
Is that wandering down the street?
It's what they had planned on doing. They'll go to The Price is Right and then wander down a street.
And they'll go to The Price is Right and then wander down a street. Why are they going to go to The Price is Right and perhaps take a walk to a souvenir stand? Or
Mr. Henry, you're not this woman's husband, nor is this Charlie, if I've got his name right. I'm the husband. I am. This is exactly what I went through with my daughter. It's that one swinging. No one understands.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with Lloyd Bonafide.
Phil Hendry.
No one understands.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Lloyd Bonafide with me as we talk about his wife, Marjorie, who's exhibiting signs of dementia. And we have to, Lloyd, at some point, we've got to take this right to what it is you're going to do. She has, you say she's getting on a bus, or she wants to climb on buses. You have to keep her from climbing on these buses that go off to Hollywood to watch. Is it always The Price? I don't understand. The Price is Right?
They go to Hollywood, and they want to look at a television show. And you don't understand to be alone in this battle. I'm alone in trying to keep her from killing herself. And I said to her, you aren't
going to
go.
But you're telling me she's going to Hollywood to watch The Price is Right. You know, can I say something? My mother, when she was alive, got into a little van with other friends of hers, and they went to see, what the hell was the show with Cybill Shepherd?
Mr. Henry, I'm not interested in hearing other tragic stories of you allowing your mother to go and watch. Did you direct your mother not to do that?
Sir, I did not know my mother was doing it, but after she told me about it, I thought it was great. It wasn't a game show. It was something else.
Let me tell you something. A story from last week to give you an idea of how far things have deteriorated in my own home. In my own home, I asked my wife, Marjorie, I said, if you'd get me the cherry blend tobacco and my pipe, because I still smoke a pipe. And God help me, she said that she wasn't going to do it. And I said to her, what did I just hear you say? And she said, I'm not getting your pipe. I got up. I almost lifted her off the floor. I grabbed her apron and I said, what did you say to me? And I couldn't believe it. I put her down gently and I said, my God, it's begun.
She would not get your pipe. And
no, I didn't say that, sir. I said she wouldn't get my tobacco, sir.
And all right, she wouldn't get your tobacco, and you went and grabbed her. You were angry. And
I was frightened, sir. I was frightened for the mental state of my wife.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here to get into this hour with Lloyd Bonafide from Alhambra, California. We've got Renee on the line from Danville, Virginia, listening on WZTK. Renee, good evening. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I'm inclined to agree with the previous caller. It sounds more like a control issue than a dementia or an Alzheimer's issue. It sounds like, as Mr. Bonafide stated, she's always obeyed him since 1956. And now all of a sudden she's decided to do what she wants to do. And that sounds more like he's just angry because she's not obeying him.
I can tell that what you and Mr. Henry, you want me to believe that I have Alzheimer's, don't you?
No, sir. I didn't say you had Alzheimer's. No, sir, that's not what I said. I said you're angry because she's no longer obeying you. It sounds like a harmless senior day trip is what she's going on. It's
yes,
just a senior day trip to go and see
it's
a game
trip.
Show. And it doesn't sound. And now, the more I listen to you talk, Mr. Bonafide, the more I understand why the doctors and your daughter aren't seeing this as a serious issue as you are, because it sounds harmless. It doesn't sound like she's in the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. I haven't heard you say that she wanders, she leaves the home without telling you where she's going. She's told you where she's going.
Oh, my God, I wish someone would listen to me. I wish someone would listen to me. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, because what Renee just said, she's telling you where she's going.
She's getting on a bus, and she's going into Los Angeles, one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
And she's telling you she's on a bus with the seniors. Renee just hit the nail on the head. It's called a day trip, and they plan them, and the senior centers put them together. Right, Renee? And the people go to these...
The senior citizens will go to a flower show. I've seen where they go to the flower shows, but I have never heard of putting a defenseless women on a bus and taking them down to a television program.
People go to those all the time, man. They're always coming into Hollywood to watch those shows. They don't you ever see them? You know?
Yes, I'm not an idiot.
Well, you see the people. Hi, I'm from here. I'm from there. They're from everywhere.
But they don't take them in there as elderly women who are telling their husbands essentially the following thing. I was your wife since 1956, but I'm not going to be your wife anymore. I want to go in. I'm going to be Bob Barker's whore.
Oh, Bob Barker's whore. Is that what you just said?
Goodness.
You're talking that way about a woman that you've been married to since 1956?
Don't get heavy-handed with me, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to say, are you saying that about a woman that you've been married to since 1956? She's Bob Barker's whore.
Well, what else am I supposed to...
How about support her and perhaps look into it, joining her on the trip and going with her? You may actually enjoy yourself.
So, in other words, you want me to sit there and look at her and Barker?
What? Go to the show and...
And then what? Wander down Hollywood Boulevard with every heroin addict?
I don't know the last time you're on Hollywood Boulevard, but thank you, Renee, very much for your call. They've made it very... It's very tourist... It's very family-friendly now, man. They've got the tourist... what do you call them? Souvenir stands. The people go to the, man's Chinese... And,
well, they've always done that.
Well, but yeah, but the cops, it's like Times Square in New York now, man. It's safe. 877-876-PHIL. On the line here is Cynthia from Brooksville, Florida, listening to us on WWJB. Hi, Cynthia. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I've worked with these type of people for many a year, and it's very difficult for the family to accept these changes. They do have companies that you can get companions that will come in. They take the men or the women out to lunch, or they just accompany them.
I'll bet they do.
Excuse me, sir.
Stud service? Is it a stud service?
Hold on for a minute. Let the lady talk. Cynthia,
I did this for years, and it was very gratifying, because you got the people to talk. You got them to trust you.
I don't know.
And you could and sometimes you could talk them out of where they really wanted to go and take them on a nice day trip. I used to pack a picnic lunch and take them to lunch. On a picnic.
Well, can I ask you a question, please? And I don't mean any offense, but I must know this. You obviously know I have to ask you. You didn't provide sex, did you?
Oh, my God.
Sir.
Did you? Well, ma'am, I don't know.
I was a retired nurse.
You're talking about a
I was a retired nurse.
There?
I wouldn't think of such a thing.
Mean anything?
Wanted
you with a man or a woman? Was it a man or a woman that you...
Let's just forget.
I took care of either. And sometimes I just stayed home with the person and watched a football game if that's what they were interested. We'd play chess or checkers.
But the question has to be asked. If they indicated to you that they were willing to pay for more, I have to ask this.
There are ways of answering it, sir.
What in the hell are you asking? The lady is talking about...
She wants me to send my wife off to Hollywood with no man. And the minute they hit the city limits, he's going to be all over her.
You've become obsessed with this idea. It's become an obsession with you. And
I'm worried.
And you have to, you're going to, if there comes a point where she starts going out when you're not home, you're going to have to put her someplace.
Well, she wants to go down to Hollywood to see the Bob Barker show. You know about Bob Barker, don't you?
I watched Bob Barker years ago.
Okay.
I also know he's not there. If you can't get that through your wife's head...
He's not on the show anymore. It's Drew Carey.
There are problems. She has a problem.
So you say.
She has a problem.
My feeling is that Bob Barker may still be somewhere lingering around the set.
I doubt that. The poor man can hardly walk.
Okay.
Do you think that Bob Barker's doing, hanging around the set to see if he can get lucky, even though he's not the host anymore? That guy is probably at home, chilling, you know.
Mr. Henry, I'm not one of your hippie, the chilling, we call it relaxing in my world, thank you.
Well,
we call it relaxing, sir. I'm not some hippie. Now, this nice lady, her name is Cynthia, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You are a very, very kind woman for giving me the information because I'm worried sick. She's never disobeyed me. And when she would refuse to get my pipe, I had no choice. I had to push her through the screen door.
Wait a minute. You did what?
I pushed her through a screen door.
Back into a time of her life where she felt more independent. Baby didn't have to feel she needed to take orders from you.
Well, when she refused to get my pipe, I said to her, you know the screen door that we've been wanting to replace? She said, yes. I said, maybe today's the day. And I was making a joke, but I pushed her through the door.
You pushed her through the door.
Yes.
Your fear is...
What a jackass.
Thanks a lot.
Your fear is causing you such anxiety
that you're getting violent, you know, right, Cynthia? All right, dear. Well, we have to go. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Maurice, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. Hey, Phil. This is Mark.
Yes, sir.
I think he's losing control. I think his wife is getting her independence back, and I think he's upset about that. Still, he's saying that she needs to talk to someone. I think he needs to go and have a long conversation with someone. That's what I think about that. I think he's losing control.
What do you mean I need to have a long conversation with someone? You'd almost think you'd think I'm nuts.
I think you need to go and have a conversation maybe with the psychiatrist because I think that you lost control and I think that you need to just let it go. I really do. I think you need help.
Sir, may I ask you a question? Are you saying I should have a conversation with a psychiatrist about my wife or are you saying I should have a conversation with a psychiatrist about me?
Well, that's just my opinion about it. I think that I think you're the one need help, and I think you need to sit down.
So you think I'm nuts?
I think you need to sit down and talk to your daughter about trying to get you some help because I really think you need help.
So now, did you just laugh, Mr. Henry?
Well, I thought that it was interesting what Maurice just said. He said basically we've come full circle here. It isn't your wife that needs to be talked about with your daughter; it's you.
So what you two guys are saying basically is that I need the help. I need a jacket, a straight jacket. Is that it?
Nobody said a straight jacket.
Feel like I've jumped off right here.
You know, I have lived almost 78 years, and I've never in my life had anyone look at me and say, in a soft room, or could we put him in the day room with other people?
All right, Mr. Bonafide, we've told you. I don't think anybody has said you need to be measured for a soft jacket or for a soft room or a straight jacket. But we are saying that there is some help that is required here if you think your wife is suffering from dementia because she wants to take a day trip with other senior citizens to see The Price is Right. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL's world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Too.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What did your wife do?
When we were on our way to Vegas, we were going to Las Vegas one night, and I'm sure you felt this. I think every man listening to me and every woman in many ways, and I said, I got a place of blackjack. No one's going to stop me from playing blackjack. I got to do it. And she told me, she said I was a gambling addict.
She said you were a gambling addict.
Yes, sir. And I said to her, you don't understand. I said, I'm going to go play some blackjack. And I'm stopping in Prim, Nevada. And I didn't wait till we got to Vegas. And for her to call me a gambling addict, because all I wanted to do, I had $100 burning a hole in my pocket. More like it was burning a hole in the ass part of where my wallet. I had about $5,000 I was going to gamble with in Vegas, but I allowed myself $100 for the slot machines. Big deal. She would.
Well, so what? I mean, so
she never insulted me like that. Never.
So she called you a gambling addict, and as a result, you feel it is Alzheimer's.
It is a form of dementia, sir, when a woman comes out of the blue and calls you a gambling addict.
Well, I don't know, Lloyd. I don't think you're a gambling addict, but I mean, if you can't wait for Vegas and you got to stop at Prim, Nevada, because you got $100 burning a hole in the ass end of your pants, as you put it. 877-876-PHIL. Martha in Madison, Tennessee, listening on WWTN. Martha, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
The gentleman sounds very unhappy. And married.
Yes, ma'am. I'm frightened.
Yeah, you're very unhappy. And what you need to do is realize if she's got dementia, that you need to go with her and do things with her. But you can't, you can't argue with her or find fault with her, because people like that, it just upsets them that much more.
Wants to go to see The Price is Right. Then she wants to go and buy souvenirs for her grandson. I've never heard of her wanting to do anything like that before.
Well,
and then, listen to this. Then she said to me, can we take a drive to Mount Wilson to see the sights? Now, no, I've never heard her ask to do that.
Why does that mean she has dementia? Mount Wilson... You drive. It's snowing. Maybe she wants to see the snow.
Well, the thing
anyway,
of it,
I was talking. Yes,
the
ma'am.
Thing of it,
go ahead. I'd rather talk to the lady than you, Mr. Hendy, because all you want to do is call me an a-hole. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, honey, you need to just have a good time. And if going with her to someplace you've never been, you probably would have a really good time.
I don't want to go to those places. I don't want to go to see The Price is Right. I don't want to go down to Hollywood Boulevard.
Well,
and I sure don't want to go to Mount Wilson.
Well,
and sit with all the other white trash.
Well, boy.
You're very judgmental.
Going with a group. Going with a group, she says.
Because I told
those
Price,
people plan things with a safety. I'm in a retirement community, and they plan things for us all the time. And I don't always want to go, but my friends will talk me into it, and I have a good time.
If you were told you shouldn't go, do you still disobey?
Who's she going to disobey?
Well, now listen, husband and wives are not bosses or, you don't own her. She is your partner, and
you can't
boss a partner around.
Are you from California?
No. I'm from
See, I don't think you understand the temptations of going to the... You know, this guy, Barker...
Will you get off of Bob Barker, man? He's not going to do anything to your wife.
Those group things are very healthy and very normal. And you know,
I'll bet they are. For Bob Barker, they are.
You need...
When he's got his big...
Bob Barker has retired.
Bob Barker?
Sir,
but can I tell you something, sir?
You're not talking to a sir. You're talking to a lady.
Barker gets his pick of the litter. His pick of the litter. And for people...
Well, all right, enough. 877-876-PHIL on to Kevin in Providence, Rhode Island, listening to us on WTKK. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bonafide.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm down, sir. You gotta support your wife, no? You said you're 78 years old, you're married for quite a while.
She's gonna support me. She's gonna support me.
Well,
don't you hear too good? That's what I've been talking about.
She's going on a harmless day trip. I've worked with seniors, and I've done some of these things, volunteer, and it's totally harmless. I think that,
really?
You know,
have you, where have you taken them to?
Well,
where have you taken them to?
All over the place. Apple orchards, diners.
Oh, apple orchard. They're not going to an apple orchard. She's going down to where Bob Barker used to work.
What'd you
where
say?
Bob Barker. Hey, I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, what's my problem with him? How would you like it if you walked in and saw Bob Barker trying to climb on board? Forget it.
Phil Hendry.